I guess, Sasha?
Yep.
If you have anything to share with us, we'd appreciate your comments. And
well, since there's no opposition, and this has been gone through, this has gone through the planning department, I don't need to spend any of your time. I do have two brief questions, because I've been thinking about there's certain requirements that were made by Public Works that, if possible, we would like to reword. Is that the proper way of looking?
Have at it. Just identify yourself on the microphone.
I'll just show you what that actually means. The project itself, our client actually owns four sites. This is Key Wayton, and this is Pacific Avenue West. Client owns the four sites, five. So what we're doing in this phase of the development, we're looking at building two condominium buildings on these two sites. This is the existing hotel. We're looking at reconfiguring parking on this site, and then building parking on that site itself to serve the hotel. This new residential development becomes a bookend for acres of residential single-family houses this way. So from that perspective, we're fine. There are two requirements that the city public works has made, and those are the two things that we'd like to look into. One of them was there was a request to widen the lane by, I guess, expropriating land. Would that be a proper terminology?
No, as a condition of this application, you were dedicated to the city.
Right. So,
okay.
So that was the question. If we were to maintain parking off of that lane, the city required us to actually pave the lane as well. The other component that was requested was that the portion of the site, because of the right turn into this back lane, be again dedicated to the city as part of this application. What I would like to suggest, and I don't know if this is to your liking, is to, because we don't have a final design for the project, is basically to say that we can, I don't want to say negotiate, but let's work together until we find a solution, as opposed to that being a sort of requirement right off the bat. Does that make sense? If we can, for instance, reconfigure this corner differently to achieve whatever you're trying to achieve by taking away the portion of the site, I would like to suggest that we do that. That's in essence where I'm coming from.
Can I speak? Comment, yes,
please.
Comment.
Okay, through the chair, thank you.
Councilor,
this is what I'll do.
Maybe I can hold it up. Okay. The request here is for a corner cut, obviously for traffic movements around the corner and delivery vehicles, etc. Mm-hmm. So that is really quite important to me.
And that's a back lane there.
Yeah.
The two back lanes.
It's the intersection of two back lanes.
Oh, two back lanes. Okay,
yeah,
right.
It's the intersection of two back lanes. Regarding paving this lane, right now it's a mixture of undeveloped gravel and dirt. completely unimproved. There is vehicular access to part of it here. But with the development of this scale, it would certainly be appropriate to require them to pave and provide lighting and then back lane to city's standards. If they don't want to do that, we could, I suppose, impose a condition that there be no access to the public lane until such time as it is paved and improved. And put a caveat on the property to that effect, that there would be no access to the public lane.
For our development or for the existing houses, because they need access?
Oh, for your development, it would be a caveat on your property restricting access mm-hmm. from this property mm-hmm. to the lane access.
Mm-hmm. This is sort of the first time I'm encountering this, and we've been through a number of these. It sounds like, on top of the dedication that we would do, we're required to give land, improve city land, and it feels somewhat taxing for me. I'm speaking from sort of a professional defending my client really here.
Well,
right? We're going to take thousands of square feet away, then we're going to make you pave the city land, and then we're going to make you pay the dedication fee on top of that. Is that...
Absolutely. Yes.
Why do you find that acceptable?
We have a set of development agreement parameters where we work mm-hmm. with the development industry, and mm-hmm. this is what takes place every day. You just haven't encountered this
Yeah, we do a lot of infill projects, so they're really hard, right, to as it is. Yeah. So,
No, this is a, these are absolutely requirements within the parameters.
James?
Yeah.
Well, I think the key was is that this back lane right now is pretty much mud and
it's a granular gravel. Back lane.
It hasn't been
It's dirty. A Brooklyn back lane.
And the project was looking to take access off the lane and park off the lane. But if they wanted to reconfigure the project not to take access, then maybe you don't need to improve the lane, but the city still might ask for the widening dedication piece.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe there's a way to...
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, that is... Yeah, I'll show it to you here in a second. Can I make a mark on here, Kim?
Absolutely. Yeah, I guess I'm asking a question. Would it be reasonable to find some sort of a medium solution for all of it? Whatever that could mean.
There's no back lane there.
Well, to reiterate, we have a set of parameters.
I'm assuming you have all the right to do this. I know you're not stealing away from our clients. I get all that, but it's sort of onerous, right? That's where I'm coming from.
Well, you know, this piece here. At the end of the day, I think it's going to be your call whether you want to have access off that back lane. If you do, then our rules apply. If you want to,
I guess city standard is concrete back
lanes. It's sort of when I draw an analogy, for instance, it's a stretch analogy. For instance, the bridges between buildings in downtown, right? They're paid. One third is paid by each owner of the building, and one third is paid for the city. Here, we're providing improved access lane to, I think it's 7 houses on one side. Okay. Yes, we're getting about 10 parking stalls on the other side. The city is getting a serviceable back lane, and so on. Would there be some sort of room to negotiate that? I'm not sure I can get people on the other side to start paying for that back lane, but maybe there is.
I was going to say there is a process to attempt to get people to. Their share, but
it's costly,
quite frankly, I don't see it working in this case, because if you pay the back lane, there's no incentive for them to want to pay for it. Mm-hmm. If they were coming forward to the city as a local improvement and wanting to improve the back lane, then they would.
But it is an improvement for them, right? These four houses, it's a definite improvement for them. Yeah. They should be paying some share.
Yeah, we can't impose.
But they can do it.
Yeah, well, they can build it, yes.
And but they can go to those homeowners and cost share it, couldn't they?
They could ask, sure.
So, for instance, the approach would be, we have a way of not building parking off of that lane, but if you see a benefit as homeowners to paving that lane, and if you're willing to cost share that, we might consider that.
Okay.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that.
No, I'm not. I'm just, I need to be able to report back, and it's a lot of work. Yeah. Okay. The other one here is the next question, because this is a drive through our property, as in essence, because this is the a beer vendor here. This is a very difficult turn as it is, and uncommon. The one of the things that we were looking at building a building over on the second floor, would that be acceptable, allowing for vehicles to pass under it? Like, it would be no different than
it would be have to be high enough for, you know, MTERA and BFI to make
it would be definitely that high if we were to do it, right? And then that's maybe one of the things that we you don't see that to be a problem. Okay. I think it's 14 feet or so.
Something like that in
5 meters,
Fort Rouge or something. I remember it was in Fort Rouge, it was like
16 feet.
Yeah.
Is that what I guess?
And there's a height restriction of 45 if it passes.
Right.
So you'd still be okay with
it's your height restriction. It's a 30 or 20, yeah. Okay, I don't know how we'd register that in your minutes, James. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm guessing both of your departments will be reviewing this project afterwards, right? Once it gets to the point where it's drawn.
Our department will be, I won't necessarily be looking at the site plans, we'll be looking at the roadway improvements, the preliminary site. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there any way to turn this portion of the lane into one way, therefore limiting the possibility of turning onto that lane from here by making it just northbound?
I think we should let the area council solve some of this.
Yes. You know,
I don't.
There's a lot of public works kind of stuff here.
Right. I wish Spot was here because, you know, at the end of the day, it's his area, and unfortunately he had family visit today, but and we moved the meeting from last week, so that's how it got the conflict created. But at this point,
Really all I'm asking is to continue working on this as opposed to carving it in stone today on these two particular two items until it, I guess, Director of Planning is satisfied. Would that make sense?
And Director of Public Works.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we want to put that caveat in a motion that, or on the record.
Well, how do we do it?
Well, James and Kim will just craft something for us here, boys, that will allow Sasha to move forward with his project, but under the oversight of the departments. And it may still not fly. But,
yeah. I absolutely recognize that. But at least gives us an opportunity to go back and talk as opposed to. Is that okay, Kim?
I do have something prepared.
Okay. All right.
for the corner cut.
Danielle's ready.
Yeah.
Well, the corner cut needs to be the corner cut, and it's at ground level, and if you get into building things, that's a different venue or different place. That's plan approval, maybe?
And then encroachment.
Oh, yes.
That becomes an encroachment. Right?
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, but encroachment is fine because we've talked to them already about encroachment, yeah. So that's we'll continue. We'll work through that.
Yeah.
It's a different department altogether.
Okay, I would recommend then that the Schedule B, the report of the Administrative Coordinating Group, be amended by adding a new condition, B1, that no access shall be permitted to the unimproved public lane until such time that a pavement, lighting, and land drainage is constructed therein to city standards. And there's more. The property shall be caveated accordingly. And the remaining clauses renumbered accordingly. And in the existing clause 2, at the beginning of the clause, we could say, should the developer require access to the public lane, comma, the developer shall, at no expense to the city.
You're fine with that?
Yeah, that's good.
So which one does that go in? Item 1?
I can read
one?
Page.
Okay, thank you. It goes into clause 2, you said?
Thank you.
Of the report of the administrative.
Yeah, just the address to the beginning. Should the developer require access to put the claim the developer shall have.
Okay.
And this is a continuation of that.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Okay, so that deals with the back lane, and do we want to issue anything about the curb cut or not?
That would be an encroachment, so I think that we would deal with that with a different people,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's
all right.
We're giving it away as it is, and then we want to overhang over it, so it might be
it's
simple enough to be an encroachment.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay. All right. Okay. Anything else, Asher?
I have a procedural question. And
sure.
I'm guessing it's
Kim's got to go to another one of these next door.
Six or something.
Just abandon us. Yeah, that's fine. We can change it back. Danielle, the procedural question. I understand that since there's nobody here for in opposition, that I believe the appeal period can be waived and we can see this move through faster or no?
Well, no, there was no opposition. However, there are have been amendments made, which means that this will now go forward to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development, which is July 2nd.
Okay.
Then it goes to EPC, either the 3rd or the 10th.
Yep.
And then to council.
On the 17th.
On the 7th.
Okay, but it all happens within the next month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. that's the important part. Okay.
If there are no other changes, conditions, or delays.
Of course.
Okay.
And given the fact that there's nobody here to...
Yeah, that's working in your favor.
That's working into our favor. We've eliminated them on the steps. I think that's it.
Thank you. Okay, just lock the door before they come in.
I think there's a variance. Do you want us to stick around for a variance?
Yeah, were you okay with all the conditions?
We have to be.
Okay. So, Kendra, you're listed in support. Do you have any comments?
No, I think it's a development that really helped the community out.
Okay, that's great.
So there's a serious lack of sort of lower, like a lot of the housing prices in the area have really gone up quite drastically
sure.
in the past 2 years. So.
Great. Is your
dad, good
is your dad Ken?
Yes, he is.
Can you say hi to him for
a moment? Oh, I will.
Okay. Can we move the motions here?
Okay.
Thank you, James.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Asher.
Thank you.
All right, all those in favor?
I have to go through each one. I move that the Winnipeg Public Service report be taken as read.
All those in favor?
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.